Lord has kept me, and he's blessed me. Have a right. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed me. And he's kept me. I have a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed me, and he left me.
Yeah.
I have a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed me, and he's left me. I have a right praise the Lord. He's my deliverer and my healer. I have a right to praise the Lord. He's my healer. I have a right to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every one of us got that right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You got that right. You ought to use that right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord.
And we will rejoice and be glad that we're part of his day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So much to give God some glory and praise in your
Hallelujah.
House.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Yet another way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And not to you've been good.
Hallelujah.
Not to you've been holy.
Hallelujah.
But he kept us out of his mercy and out of his grace.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
This is day 65, if my mouth is correct. 300 days left in the year.
Amen.
Tell somebody in Zoom land, I'm here.
I'm here.
Hallelujah.
Are you glad to be here?
Amen. I'm here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
On this 65th day,
2020.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He could have left us then yesterday.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Day. But yeah, I'm glad he brought us into the 65th day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're able to see one another. We're able to
talk
to one another. We're able to worship together, even though we are apart. In the
name of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
He made a way for this to happen before he let the pandemic go on.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The way that we can come together without being together.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. That is a word of faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you
can
God.
Be together all the time.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We can be in the same building.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
To be together.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We as a church body supposed to be together all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord.
Jesus.
We got one God, you, Lord. One Lord, and one baptism.
Amen.
One God of all.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
He is wonderful, marvelous, magnificent.
Amen.
Superland. He is God Almighty. And he's God
yes,
Almighty.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Amen.
He loved to use your, but he don't have to have it. Yeah. Yes, already said, if you don't do it, I'm going to give me some rocks to do it.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
So he doesn't need you to do it. He can have rocks to praise him.
Amen.
And there's a plenty of rocks to do so.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We talk about 10,000 tongues.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I don't want to praise my wound, my God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
What you going to do with 10,000 to get them all tangled up?
Hallelujah.
Bring it, man. Bring it.
All tangled up.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord.
We don't want to speak what we need to be speaking with that tongue.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus. Thank you.
Tang it up because of all we want to do is talk about somebody, run them down.
No.
Yes, Lord.
We've been in the world of hurt, Pastor. We've had them many times.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise God there. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In his midst one more time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Praise God. Jesus.
Lord, is in his holy temple.
Hallelujah.
Before him, I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. I speak to our stable in thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory.
Praise God. So at this time,
thank you, God.
We will offer our invocation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour and this service that we're in.
Yes, pray
that I will take charge of it now. Lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit into vices and the word of truth and the word of knowledge, the word of healing, the word of deliverance, word of victory, the word of praise.
Yes,
praise God. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yes,
take us now. Do this service.
Yes.
And all will be all right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Invocation, not invocation, but
affirmation.
Affirmation of faith.
Okay. We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture have said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
Amen.
One God, one faith, and one baptism.
Amen.
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 Scripture and a prayer.
I'm going to read Psalms 26.
Amen.
Amen.
Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trust also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Prove my reins and my heart. For thou loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not said with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocent. So will I confess thy altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all the wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwell. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men. in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity, redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. Amen. I have read Psalms 26.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you for all you've done for us, and we thank you for all your blessings. And,
yes, Lord.
And we thank you, God, for another opportunity to be able to worship you together. God, we just want to say thank you for all things.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, in Jesus' name, we just ask that thou will have mercy and forgive us all of our sins and all unrighteousness, God. And God, we thank you, God, for this service this day. God, I ask that thou will just take control, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless this service, God, on this morning. In the name of Jesus. Not only in this setting, God, but out all over the world.
Yes.
Where thy word is being preached, God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless the service and bless the people.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God, that we will grow in your word together.
Yes, Lord.
And that when you come back, we'll be ready to go back with you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, thank you, Pastor, you for your glory. God, speak through him today in the name of Jesus. And let your will be done. And then God bless our brothers and sisters all over this world, God, that you hope for.
Yes,
with all the blessings that they are standing in need of at this time.
Yes.
And we ask in Jesus' name. Thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank. I just want to thank. I just want to thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, just want to thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Just Lord.
Praise God for our. Most in part of the service at this point, we will go into our Holy Communion. On the evening when the Passover has been killed, Jesus said to his disciples, John and Peter, would you go prepare the place that we may eat the Passover?
Yeah.
They said, Master, where shall we go? He said, as you enter into the city, you'll meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow that man into the house they enter into. And when you're in that, say to the good man of the household, where the master said, where is the guest chamber?
Amen.
You may eat the Passover with his disciples. And he'll show you a large upper room, furnished. There ye make ready.
Amen.
And they went as Jesus has instructed them. And when they entered the city, they saw the man with a pitcher of water and followed him to the house that he entered into and asked for the guest chamber that he would eat with Passover with his disciples.
Yes.
And he showed them the large upper room and there they made ready. At this time, we're going to ask you to make ready to receive our Holy Communion. When the 12 had sit down and Jesus around in the table that at the upper room, he began to say to them, "The great desire I have to eat this Passover with you. Will not eat again anymore for it to become in the kingdom of God." There he made Ready. The Passover. Said, he taketh the body and he break it, giving it up, saying, this is my body broken for you. Take this and eat all of it. Okay. For it's broken for the remission of your sin. He take the cup and he also lift it up and offer prayer. And hand it to his disciples saying, this is my blood of the New Testament shed for you for the remission of sin. Okay, there you drink ye all of it. It's time. We don't have the upper room to be in, but we do have our different places to be in.
Amen.
That we can remember what the Lord had done for us.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. Paul picked up on it and said, if any man is to eat and drink of the body of the Lord and blood of the Lord, let him first examine himself to see if he's worthy to partake of the Lord's body and drink of his blood. For those that eat and drink unworthy do eat and drink damnation to their own soul, not discerning the Lord's body, but guilty of his blood and body. Said, for many reasons, those that eat and drink unworthy, they are sickly, they are weak, and some even sleep. We're not able to examine any of you.
That's right, amen.
We can only examine ourselves.
Amen.
Therefore, the word said, examine himself. Let every man do that. Not just call you a sinner or anything like that, but he said, everybody.
Amen.
That's to eat and to drink. Should examine yourself first.
Amen.
Because if you find ourselves in this examination, you're going to find something wrong in your life. So everybody need to go to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
When we go in prayer. Everybody need to tell God what they need him to do for them.
Yes.
That we can eat today and drink of the body and blood of the Lord without condemnation.
Yes, Lord.
So as we go in prayer, you go in prayer and tell God exactly what you need him to do, and he'll do it for you. Okay. This time we're going to ask Mother Mitchell, she will give us the prayer.
Amen.
Mother Mitchell.
Dear Lord, thank you. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for another Holy Communion service, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask you in the name of Jesus, to look upon us, Lord, and have mercy on us. We come together, Lord, as we to remember you.
Yes.
As you came down here and died for us, and redeemed us back unto the Lord God Almighty, where we have sinned and have betrayed God. We come to say thank you for the opportunity of the love and mercy that you have for us as we gather around, Lord, with our bread of your body and the wine for the blood that you shed for us. We say thank you. Forgive us of our sins, Lord.
Forgive us, Lord.
Forgive us right now, Lord. where we fall short to you, Lord. It's no if or whether or not we did or not, but we're oh, Lord, every one of us are standing in a need of prayer. Help us, Lord. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to help us to do according to your holy word, not ours, Lord, not our wisdom and not our understanding, but you, Lord, that you is the way, the truth, and the life. So as we get together, Lord, your body and drink of your blood, Lord, to remember us. In heaven, when our work is done.
Yes,
I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God be the glory.
Amen. Let us take the body and let us eat it together. Amen. Let's take the cup and let us drink together.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Scripture teaches us in St. John 13 that when they had ended, the supper was over. Jesus took his garment and sat amongst them. Well, not at this point. He arose from the table. Okay. And at that time, he took a towel and girded himself, put water into a basin, and kneeled down, began to wash his disciples' feet. And Peter said, Master, should you wash my feet also? Jesus said, what I say unto you and do unto you this day, Peter, you know not. Hereafter you shall know. Peter said, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus said, if I wash thee not, you'll have no parts with me. So we praise God at this point. Peter realized the importance of that.
Man.
And said, not only wash my hands, not only wash my feet, but wash my hands, wash my head. He wanted to have a part with the master because of the wonderful works.
Amen.
The master had done that. He had experienced being with him. And he would like to be with him. And this time, we're not going to wash feet. But we're letting you know that we do believe that.
Amen.
And we do that when the opportunity affords us. Soon and very soon.
Amen.
We'll be able to do that.
Amen.
Okay. Now, soon and very soon, remember, he's talking spiritual time.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. It can't be when you want it to be, got to be when God says so.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
God bless you. They finished washing the disciples' feet, sung a hymn, and went out to the Mount of Olives. Mm-hmm. At this point, we're going to ask somebody to give us a short song, then we're going to go into our word for the day.
Mm-hmm. Sis Mary, you got a song? Macintosh? Brother Tick is on here. Deacon Tick.
Big Ted.
Yes. Please. I'm sorry, I was singing, but I didn't know I had mute on. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus is his name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior.
Man.
Savior, 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 what's his name? Jesus is his name.
Yes.
Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Yes.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. What's his name? Jesus is his name. Glory, glory, glory.
Yeah, flow.
Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. What's his name? Jesus is the Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior. Bless his name. Jesus is the name. Jesus is.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is his name.
Yes.
Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Yes.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. What's his name? Jesus is his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is his name.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus is.
Oh, yeah, God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is his name.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus is his name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that, what was it, Pastor?
8 chapter, St. John. He has some black background noise. Verse
39.
St. John, 8 chapter, verse 39.
Thank you.
Reading down to the first 44.
Oh my God.
All right, do we have it?
Amen. Amen.
What do you say?
St. John 8, chapter, verse 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father.
Amen.
Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have heard of you, God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth.
Yes.
And came from God.
Thank you, Lord.
Neither can I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my word speech? even because ye cannot hear my words, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and aborted not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speak these words, speak in a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to talk to you this day on this subject. Whose child are you?
Amen.
Amen.
Whose child are ye?
Amen.
Now, we've been talking around this for a while, and the Lord will have me to remind you again today. Because some of us tend to be getting a little weak along the way.
Amen, amen.
Because of all the things that's going on.
Yes, Lord.
That does not seem to be in our favor. But you got to realize that everything is still working together.
Amen, hallelujah.
For the good of them that love God.
Yes. Amen.
We need to be reminded of that every morning when we wake up.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that whatever happens to me today,
amen,
is for my good.
Yes.
All that scripture also say, those that are called after his purpose.
Uh-huh.
That we are his. So we need to know that we are his, and know that whatever's coming our way is for our good.
Amen.
You need to also realize, he said, that in everything,
give thanks.
Give thanks.
Amen.
Now, it's important that you realize and acknowledge the fact that he's saying for everything.
Amen. That's right.
But in everything.
Uh-huh.
There's a difference between being for something.
That's right.
And being in something.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he said, these things are going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Even the pandemic.
Oh, yes.
We're not praising God for the pandemic.
Amen.
But we praise God for taking us through the pandemic.
Amen. That's right.
Because he said, through. If I'm going through, I must be inside of it.
Right.
Can be on the sideline looking at it and seeing what's going on.
Amen.
We got to know that God got my back.
Yes,
that's right.
He is going to do the things for us.
Yes.
He is our God.
Uh-huh.
He is our Lord. And he is our Savior.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You got to know whose child we are.
Yeah,
if you are the Lord's, then everything's gonna work out for you and in your favor.
Amen.
If you are the Lord, somebody singing a song, whose child are you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You need to know,
amen,
that you are God's children.
Amen.
We most of us think that when they say, whose child are you, we think about our earthly parents.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But God is always there for you.
Amen. Amen.
God will always be there for you.
Yeah.
How do I know? The scriptures told me that he will neither leave me, neither will he forsake me.
Amen.
All right,
man. He said he will be there for me.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes,
even when my mother and my father forsake me.
Uh-huh.
God said he'll be there to pick me up.
Yeah.
And carry me through the thing.
Amen.
Jesus.
We got to know and keep in mind without questioning, without failing in our faith.
All right, God.
That God got this in control.
Yes,
amen.
And whatever happens,
yes,
amen.
Once I do what I'm supposed to do,
yes, thank you, God.
God's gonna do the rest.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
He will do what he said he would do.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. We are his because the earth is the Lord's.
Amen.
And the fullness thereof.
Yes.
The world and everything that dwell therein.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You belong to the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
And you don't belong to each other.
Amen.
You don't belong to your parents.
Uh-huh.
Because even your parents belong to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Everything. And everybody.
Yes.
Amen.
Is the Lord's because he made you.
Uh-huh. Amen. That's right.
He formed you.
Amen.
Okay. And he formed you out of his creation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. God is not everything. Okay. So know that you are somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't stop feeling doom and gloom because things don't happen the way you want them to be and you don't have what you want to have.
Amen.
We always want something.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Okay. Never getting enough.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The rich try to get richer.
Amen. Yep.
Poor try to get richer.
Amen.
Everybody try to get richer.
Amen.
Because we don't know what we want.
Amen. Man, that's right.
Find something today.
Amen.
And want to throw it away tomorrow.
Yes, amen.
We want things because other people have it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. We Amen. Want things because we think that we need it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we convince ourselves that you need it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And once you convince yourself that you need it, you are not going to be satisfied.
Okay.
Until you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything start getting in your way.
Mm-hmm.
You start throwing things around.
Amen.
Including throwing words around.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. We won't do that because we have made up our mind.
Amen.
And convinced ourselves that you need it.
Yes.
But keep in mind what Pastor Bernie always tell you.
Uh-huh.
You only need three things.
Uh-huh.
Water, food,
Amen.
And air.
Amen.
Those are the three essentials for life.
Amen.
Everything else is extra.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Everything else is friends benefits.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't
yes,
say
Lord.
You ain't got no friends benefit.
Yes, Lord.
You got a sock on one foot.
Amen.
That's a benefit.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Everything is you got
uh-huh.
is a benefit.
Amen.
And God supplies our every need.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And hallelujah. Don't stop doubting that he ain't doing it because you ain't getting what you want.
Tell uh-huh. it,
you know that he's supplying because he got the air out there for you, even though we're polluting it.
Uh-huh. Amen. Yep.
He still got the air out there for you to inhale and exhale.
Amen. Uh-huh.
You got the water down for you to drink.
Yes.
Yep.
It used to be free.
Amen. Yep.
And they right. pay for it.
Absolutely.
But it's still there.
Amen.
God put it there. Man charged you for God's water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And now they probably charge you for the oxygen you breathe.
Amen.
God will do it for you.
Amen.
Food is out there.
Right.
Amen.
You can get.
Amen.
Start spending money on other things. You can have the food you want.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. Amen. So sometimes you got to make some sacrifices.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
get what you need and forget what you want.
Amen.
You need to know how much and how bad you need it.
You need it. Yeah.
Or desire to have it.
Yeah.
Because you got to work for it. Sometimes you got to suffer for it.
Amen.
But God will make it all right.
Yes.
Jesus said to his people that was following him, and they talked to Jesus. Jesus talked to the Father, and he said, I have manifested my name unto the men that gave us out me out of the world.
Amen.
Thine they were.
Yes.
And thou gavest them to me. Uh-huh. I have chosen people out of the world.
Yes.
To be his.
Man.
And he gave unto Jesus.
Man.
Because they are one. And they have kept thy word. When you keep God's word, you belong to God.
Amen. That's right.
You got to know that.
Yes.
And know that you are somebody because you're the child of the King of Kings.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Lord of Lords.
Yes.
You are the child.
Amen.
Of the one who is sovereign.
Yes.
And everything must go by him.
Uh-huh. Yes.
According to his will.
Yes.
In our lives.
Yes.
He knows what you need. We don't.
Amen. All right, man.
We think we do, but we don't.
Uh-uh. Amen. Amen.
Okay, we wanted to rain.
Yeah.
And we wanted to stop.
Uh-huh. Amen.
We wanted the snow to come.
Amen.
But we don't want it to stick.
Amen. All right.
We want the things that are all about us and all around us.
Uh-huh.
We want a pretty yard, but don't want to get out there to make it pretty.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
We want this and we want that.
Yes, Lord.
Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me, Jesus said, are of thee. Uh-huh. Everything that you get come from the Lord.
Right,
for he has given us, given unto them the word which thou gavest to me.
Uh-huh.
And they have received it and have known surely that I came out from thee and that have believed me. And you that sent me.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said, Father, I pray of them. And I pray not for the world, but I pray for them which thou gavest me. For they are thine.
Amen.
Know that Jesus has prayed for you.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay? And he continues to pray for you.
Yes.
Amen. It's on the right hand side of the Father.
Thank you.
Praying for you.
Amen.
That you will make it through the day.
Uh-huh.
And not faint along the way.
Amen.
Jesus is praying for your faith. He told Peter,
huh?
I pray that you faint not.
Yes.
Amen.
The devil had desired to sift you.
As wheat.
As wheat.
Yes.
So Jesus is praying for you.
Uh-huh.
And knowing that his prayers is working.
Uh-huh.
And you're getting just what you need.
Amen.
Okay. So it said that he prayed for them.
Amen.
And all mine are thine. All that Jesus has is God, and all that God got is Jesus.
Yes.
All that God got is mine.
Uh-huh.
God is yours.
Yes.
Because you are his children.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are the heirs of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Okay, so you are rich.
Yes.
Your bank account may not say so.
Amen.
Amen.
You are rich.
Yes.
Okay, and you are a royalty.
Yes.
You are a royal priesthood.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Jesus.
A chosen generation.
Uh-huh.
Tell somebody I've been chosen.
I've been chosen.
I've been chosen. Amen.
And you didn't choose God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He chose you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody I'm so special. God handpicked me.
I'm
so special. God handpicked me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Picked me out of a crowd.
Yes.
He picked me out of a crowd of people. He picked me out of the world.
Yes.
He made me special.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
So I feel good about myself.
Amen.
I am special.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Giving the word to you, to them, and the world hated them. Anybody been hated by the world?
Amen. Yes, Lord. Okay.
Tell somebody it's supposed to happen that way.
It's supposed to happen that way.
They hated Jesus.
Uh-huh.
They're going to hate you.
Yes.
That's right.
They're going to feel like you're the lone ranger.
That's right.
The only one out here going through.
Amen.
Everybody goes through.
Amen.
Amen.
If you are God.
Yeah.
Right.
But then if you're going to reign with him,
uh-huh.
Got to first suffer with him.
All right.
And I mean, no, you don't suffer if everything's going good for you all the time. You're not suffering.
All right.
So you got to suffer with him.
Jesus.
He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. So God ain't, Jesus praying that God don't take you out of the world to get over this stuff.
Uh-uh.
Amen. He just want you to, he pray that the evil don't overtake you.
Amen. All right, now.
But you got to go through whatever's in you.
Uh-huh.
And we can do so long we don't give up.
All right.
Amen.
Wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Be of good courage.
Yes.
He was strengthening your heart.
Yes.
Wait.
On the Lord.
On the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. Wait for him to do what he needs to do.
Yeah. Yes.
And Jesus said for your sake, he has sanctified himself.
Amen.
That thou might also be sanctified.
Through the truth.
So he getting you all prepared so you can go through.
Amen.
That your father is not leaving you helpless.
Yeah.
He's not leaving you homeless.
Uh-huh.
Right.
He's not leaving you sheltered.
Yeah.
Because you're covered through the word of God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The word is a good place to be in.
Oh, yes.
For heaven and earth.
Uh-huh.
That's going to pass away.
That's right.
But the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That stands forever.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
So the word is a good place to be in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus prayed that we have joy.
Yes.
And his joy will be in us.
Yes.
The joy might be full.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So you it's got Lord. Joy.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus prayed for it.
Yes.
God has answered.
Yes.
His prayer.
Uh-huh.
Everything Jesus asked God for,
uh-huh.
God done it for him.
Amen.
And he prayed for you.
Yeah.
In the 17th chapter of St. John. He prayed Amen. For you.
That's right.
Your joy might be full.
Amen.
Okay. That his joy.
Amen.
Not your joy.
Right.
But he prayed that his joy, Jesus' joy,
yes,
Lord,
would be in you.
Uh-huh.
And that it might be full.
Yes.
And Nehemiah told us way back there in the Old Testament that the joy
of the Lord
Amen. Is our strength.
Thank you.
So this is Jesus' joy.
Amen.
He's praying that you have.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the Lord.
Amen.
So the joy of Jesus.
Yeah.
Is your strength.
Yes.
And Jesus had joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And he still got joy.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes.
You are.
Hallelujah.
Your children. Who are you?
Children.
You are his children.
Amen.
Jesus said, don't tell them to be Jews and the other people that are trying to kill him. That they were seeking to kill him because he'd been preaching the truth to them.
Mm-hmm.
Preach the word that they want to hear.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were going by the law.
Amen.
Okay. And not knowing what the law really meant.
Mm-hmm.
And we still go by the law.
Tell it, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
But he removed us from that law.
Amen.
And put us under grace.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're supposed to have grace for somebody else.
Yeah. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Amen.
He didn't judge us by the law.
Uh-huh.
No, thank
but
you,
he gave
Jesus.
Mercy for us.
Yes, amen.
And we not start. We need to start holding the law over somebody else's head.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen.
But now he said, you seek to kill me.
Uh-huh.
A man that had told you the truth.
Yes.
The word of God.
Yes.
This did not Abraham.
Uh-huh.
Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, we be not born of a fornication. We have one faith.
Yes.
And that's even in God.
Amen.
Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me.
Amen.
So if God your father, you love everybody.
Right.
If you don't love everybody, then you need to go check out and find out whose child you are.
All right.
Because you love God, you love me.
Yes.
You can't love God without loving me.
That's right.
I stand in between you and God.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else standing in between you and God.
Uh-huh.
You got to love them to get to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
It's tough, but it's right.
Yes.
Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God.
Yes.
Neither came I out of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word.
Amen.
Ye are of your father the devil.
Yes.
So you got two fathers to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which father is yours?
Amen.
The devil is one, and God is the other. You either God's child,
tell it, Pastor.
Or you the devil's child.
Neighbor.
Either God's child.
You're either God's child
or the devil's child.
Or the devil's child.
You need to make up your mind.
You need to make up your mind.
And find whose child.
You are.
Amen. Now we got DNA, we got running DNA tests and things like that, finding our black ancestry. You need to find your spiritual DNA.
Amen.
Amen. And find out whose child you belong to.
Amen.
Where you come from? Are you the blessed seed of Abraham?
Amen.
Amen.
Then if you are, then you ought to say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Amen. Amen.
I'm blessing my going, I'm blessing my coming, I'm blessing my up, I'm blessing my down, I'm blessing all around and everything, and everything, and everything.
Amen.
I am God's children.
Yeah.
I am God's child.
Amen.
We are his children.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
And guess what?
Mom.
He ain't got no pits.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. He ain't spoiling us.
All right. Yeah, that's right. That's
he got no favorite child.
Yeah. All
right. We love all our children, but we got a favorite one.
Uh-huh.
God don't have no favorite. All of us the same.
Yeah.
But he had no respect to person.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
So we are God's children.
Uh-huh.
And not the devil's child.
Amen. Amen.
For the devil is a murderer.
Amen.
And it was the beginning, and it stayed in the not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him.
Amen. Amen.
The devil can't tell the truth.
Tell it, Pastor.
So why do you listen to him?
Amen. Amen.
We'll listen to a lie quicker than we'll truth. Okay, look at that big lie Trump told.
Yeah.
About the election. Got millions of people believing it.
Yeah.
And they saw it on eyes and heard it on eyes, ears, and yet they still believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Preach it, Pastor.
They know they're wrong.
Yeah.
But and the devil knows it, and he just lies.
Amen.
Amen.
And the reason he does that because the word says he is the father of the lie.
Yeah.
He's the one that brought the lie into existence.
Amen.
He birthed that thing into existence.
Amen.
Okay. He birthed it for this, and this when he told Eve, God told him a lie.
Uh-huh.
That was a lie right there.
Uh-huh.
Then he lied again and told him that you can eat this fruit.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no gonna happen to you.
Uh-huh.
And they've been lying ever since.
All right.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So
was
who child you?
Amen. I'm God's child.
The lie got to get out of your mouth.
I'm God's child.
I'm God's child.
I'm God's child.
God is my father.
And if you're God's child, can you do any all things?
Oh,
Christ strengthens me.
Yes.
You're God's child. Can you rejoice in your trials and your tribulations?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are you God's child? If you're God's child, can you rejoice when you ought to be crying?
Amen.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Rejoice.
God's child will seek the answer in the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And you can tell God all your problems.
Amen.
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 We seek man and his wisdom to tell us what
to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is mentally wrong with us.
Yes.
When the word told you what's wrong with you.
Amen.
Man, that's right.
You got to really get your mind renewed.
Amen.
And start thinking what you can't do.
Hallelujah.
And start thinking about what you can do.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
The devil got all the time on that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize about that. The devil got a line. He tell you, you can't do this, and you step your mouth and say, I can't do that.
To tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. But then you turn right around and said, I can do all things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Now, which is the thing you do? Can't you do it, or can't you not do it?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And all things.
All things.
All things.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll say, I can do it, but.
Amen.
But you might as well stop right there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You don't but word the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The devil says one thing. You said, I know what you said, devil, but the word of God says.
Amen.
Let the word of God have the final say it.
Amen.
That's what a child of God would do.
Help us.
Do what's set before us.
Help us, Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Lord, help us.
We do what's set before us.
Oh, yeah.
And then God will do the rest.
Oh, yeah.
God, give us the remedy then.
Uh-huh.
And we'll leave it alone.
Okay.
Okay. Amen. But God, the earth, got to keep in mind that the earth is the Lord's.
Yes.
If there's a disease in the land, the Lord can handle it.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Yes, he can.
And he already made the cure for you.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's right. Hallelujah.
Okay. We just got to search until we find it.
Amen.
Man.
He made it. And once it makes the cure for it, he expect you to use it.
Amen.
See, the devil is trying to do three things. Steal, steal, and destroy.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
And God already made the answer for that. He got it in the land. So we get the ingredients out of the land and the right combination of those ingredients and use it for God's glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh.
And as we close, the pandemic came in and took out a lot of lives.
Uh-huh.
And people still won't take their vaccination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Uh-uh.
Most of them won't take it because they disturb them.
Uh-huh.
Some of them won't take it because of their beliefs.
Amen.
But a lot of people don't want nobody telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
But they want to tell you what to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
The vaccine come from the earth.
Amen.
Out of the things of this earth.
Amen.
That God put in there to take care of these problems.
Amen.
He put it together. And all we had to do is go get the needle.
Amen.
It's just like it was in the desert.
Uh-huh.
When Moses was leading the children of Israel to the promised land.
Yes, yes.
God allowed the fiery serpent, serpent to come into the land.
Yes.
And everybody it bit died. And that's where the pandemic was at first. Everybody was being dead, was dying.
Amen.
The man started searching.
Yes.
And found the remedy.
Right.
To help combat this disease.
Mm-hmm.
In Moses' time, he told Moses to take some brass, and make a fiery serpent.
Amen.
Put it on a post.
Mm-hmm.
And stick it up before the people.
Yeah.
And anybody get bit.
Mm-hmm.
If they would just look
yeah.
at it,
to the serpent, they're going to live.
Don't
All right. So you probably had some people there that will refuse to look.
And they die.
Okay. You got people refuse to go. Get the vaccine.
Yes.
Some of them died.
Yeah.
Some have overcome because the body had different things in it to help fight it off. But all this vaccine is doing is helping your body out.
Yes.
It make your body to do what it was designed to do.
Amen.
Your body was designed to take care of itself.
Yes.
Yep.
But sometimes it needs a little help. Tell somebody sometimes your body needs some help.
Sometimes your body needs some help. Amen.
So all you're doing is giving a booster to cause the body to start doing what it's supposed to do because they want you for this new thing. But it had the ingredients in it to cause it to fight it off.
Amen.
So if you're God's child, you can take the shot.
Because
it's God's child, God's ingredients that has caused your body to do what it needs to do.
Amen.
Okay, you don't have to say that I'm believing in God when God done put an answer out in front of you. God's not going to do what he's already done for you. If it wasn't working, then I'll say not take it.
Amen.
But it was, it is working.
It is.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
All of our time.
Amen.
Whose child are you?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready.
Yes, Lord.
I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll all get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. I pray we'll all be ready for his return.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Just want to let the church family and others know that starting in April on the first and third Sunday, we're scheduled to have in-person services on the first and third, starting the first and third Sunday in April. We're still going to have Zoom. We'll just showing this in-service via Zoom for those that still want to monitor or via, go through Zoom. So just wanted to make you aware of that. So.
Amen.
And let's be in prayer.
Thank you, God.
Be in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
And our announcement. Okay. We're going to give the benediction.
Okay.
May the grace of God, through communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.